BlakeRadio.com.
My name is Damian Sandow, and I am here to help all of you. As your intellectual savior, I can no longer stand idly by and watch as you, the unwashed masses, plunge further into the bowels of your own inadequacies and shortcomings.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw Post Show.
No, no, no! This is supposed to be about me! This was supposed to be the greatest night of my life! And not only will I be the champion, but I will be the face of the WWE!
Featuring Sir Rockin'.
Let me tell you something, you self-righteous little puke. I am an A-plus player. I always have been, and I always will be.
And Lindsay Ward.
I have shattered glass ceilings. I have broken down doors. I have done more in 1 year than all of you have done in your entire collective careers.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Because we believe in doing what is best for all of you.
Because after all, what's best for all of you is what's best for business.
We are going old school on the music because we are classy some bitches. I think saying the word bitches takes it away from the class, but who cares? It's the Raw Post Show. And we are live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network, presented as always by Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 as well as PWMania.com. I am Sorokin, joined as always by Lindsay Ward.
Well, you're playing Bret Hart's music, so I think that cancels bitches, but I'm not sure.
Okay. Just making sure. Monday Night Raw opened up with, well, Michael Cole telling us the Authority took a vacation.
Yeah, we all know what they're doing.
Boom, chicka. No, anyway. Well, probably. It's called Somebody Didn't Want to Go to Canada, probably stuff.
Probably stuff, yeah. Well, you know, it's the Monday after a holiday. They probably did go on vacation, and it's like, screw it, we're not going to Canada.
We're not going to Canada, especially Montreal. Is that real?
Yeah,
that,
McMahon's don't like it there, so.
Is that really even Canada? According to some people.
Well, if you talk to Canadians, Montreal's in Quebec, and Quebec and the rest of Canada don't really get along because everybody thinks people in Quebec are kind of jerks. So, I don't know, I think it's technically a part of the group, but nobody likes it.
Not even Tim, and, well, Tim usually likes everything Canadian. Anyway. We open up Monday Night Raw with Roman Reigns coming to the ring. He talks about how Triple H put him in the Battle Royal because it was best for business. He said Hunter thinks maybe Reigns can neutralize John Cena, which he can do, or he can neutralize Kane. Or Kane can neutralize him, or, well, Randy Orton could walk out with the title, but he won't. Reigns then talked about, when Roman Reigns is in the house, you damn right John Cena sucks, because there was a Cena sucks chant. Raymond said what the authority wants is irrelevant, and what Orton says is irrelevant, because he is the next WWE champion. Out came, Reigns asked Kane if he's standing in for the authority tonight, since he is, you know, a guy in charge, or used to be. He used to have some power when he had the suit. But I guess since he has the mask, he doesn't have the power. I'm not really sure.
Well, you know, when you're a fire-wielding demon from hell, I don't think they want you in the corner office anymore.
This is very true. He asked, you know, basically, if he's standing in for the Thursday night since he's Triple H's lapdog. Oh, wait, no. He's just become Randy Orton's bitch.
Ooh. Oh, Roman. Roman, you brave boy, you.
We then had a fight. Kane and Rowan started brawling everywhere. We got into the ring. They got finally separated by officials and referee, but, well, Kane grabbed one of the refs and chokeslammed him. Agents then started coming out. Finley, well, Noble got pushed aside. Finley, well, ate a spear from Roman Reigns. McCain won a piece of Roman, but Reigns dropped him with a Superman punch. The crowd went crazy. And that's how the segment ended.
We also saw IRS. Yes. He was fine. Roman didn't hurt him.
If you notice, he stayed out of the ring.
Yeah.
Because I don't think he was color-coordinated like the other officials.
I don't think he wanted to get his ass beat like the other officials.
That's true, but if you notice, most of them were wearing gray suits with pink shirts.
Well, yeah, Bret Hart was there.
Ah, yeah, there you go. So, nice opening segment. Sets the tone for the night. They're trying to push Roman Reigns strong.
Roman. Oh, Roman. Don't call Kane a bitch. You don't like what happens when you call him that.
Our first contest of the evening with magical entrances. The Usos took on Eric Rowan and Luke Harper. We could talk all about this match. Well, why do that? Let's talk about just the finish of this match. One, Luke Harper hit a tremendous sit-down powerbomb where one of the Usos just, like, bounced up off the ground after he hit the powerbomb. I was like, wait, what?
Luke smash.
Luke did smash. And then apparently an illegal Uso was in the ring, took the big-ass clothesline from Luke Harper. And Luke Harper and Eric Rowan win. But again, I mentioned this on Twitter, basically. If the illegal Uso was in the ring, well, that's their own fault. He shouldn't have been in the ring. It's their fault they lost, even if he wasn't the illegal man. Because, you know, an illegal Uso just isn't right. I mean, the legal one should have stayed in the ring. It's his own damn fault.
You know, if you're going to pull twin magic and it doesn't work to your advantage, it's your own damn fault.
Pretty much, yeah. So, as they were pushing, Harper and Rowan, the next tag team champions?
Possibly, you never know. I mean, Battleground is coming up, so it could be the Wyatts get their titles then, who knows, but yeah, poor Eric, like, the ref went to raise their hands, and like, Luke just pulls his away, and so the ref puts his hand down, and Eric's just got his hand in the air, and he's all confused.
What am I supposed to do?
Yeah, it's like, oh, poor Eric.
We go backstage. Orton and Kane are talking. Orton said he would have been right by Kane's side if Reigns did one more thing to him earlier tonight. Kane's not sure about Orton's sincerity, and said the WWE World Title is definitely coming back to Authority at Battleground. And this is where Seth Rollins walked in, holding up his shiny gold briefcase. He promised to think twice about cashing in on either one of them at Battleground. Orton said he's really starting to hate that kid. And, well, Kane's really starting to hate Randy Orton. So, issues.
Mom, Dad, the kids aren't getting along.
Pretty much. That's pretty much the case there. And especially with the Authority, you know, not anywhere to be seen. Well, kids are, well, not playing nice.
This is why you don't leave the kids to their own devices. You know, you don't.
Pretty much, yeah. Which begs the question, alright? Where was this is the week you needed, like, a general manager when you put the Authority, like, on vacation. And since they fired them both, it's like, oh, hey, we don't actually have one now.
I guess the backup would be Kane because he was director of operations. I don't think he was ever fired as director of operations. I think he just sort of went back to being Kane. So, I think he actually still has a little bit of power. He just doesn't realize he's got it, or they don't let him exercise it. But, yeah, in this case, you kind of needed somebody there for the authority to run it when Steph and Hunter aren't there, and Kane was really good for that role.
Right.
And they took that away from him. So they need to find someone else. You know, I bet The Undertaker isn't doing anything these days. They could probably get him.
This is very, very true. Our next match is Nikki Bella versus Alicia Fox. And the idea was one hand was going to be tied behind both women's backs. So we spent a while where the referee fell up Nikki as he tied her.
Kinky.
And then Alicia tried played some games with the ref and, well, never eventually got tied up, so she beat on Nikki. And the crowd chanted boring. A referee finally broke it up. Okay. Nothing really to it. It was, as the crowd said, boring.
Yeah, this was just... Yeah, I mean, obviously they're making Nikki Bella pay for Brie and Brian and Cena and basically all of it, so she's becoming the scapegoat of the situation. So, yeah, it is what it is.
It really, really is. Yeah, there's not much positive you can say there. You can actually call that a fail if you wanted to, Tim. Hint, hint, wink, wink, nudge, nudge. That way you don't ask me on Sunday for a fail right before the show. Anyway. Did I say that out loud? Anyway. Up next, Rob Van Dam versus Rusev. Solid match. Rusev took some of RVD's offense, but eventually put a boot to the back of RVD and locked in the accolade for the win. Rusev crushed RVD.
Go Lana.
She really didn't cut a big promo tonight because, well, they're in Canada, so they, you know, wouldn't gain as much heat. They put an inset promo where Coulter made the challenge for Swagger versus Rusev for Battleground. So that should be fun.
That should be fun. I want more promo battles between Zeb and Lana.
Well, it's a bad week. They're in Canada. You really can't do much there.
No, sadly you really can't, so... But... Damn it, I can still dream.
You can dream. Up next, Randy Orton versus the lunatic Dean Ambrose. Really good match.
Oh, God, they tried to kill each other.
They tried to kill each other throughout this entire matchup. Chairs, more chairs, and even more chairs. I think like four of them got into the ring at one point.
Five.
There was a nice hard DDT spot by Orton to Ambrose on the outside. Ambrose eventually made it in before the 10 count. He goes for another DDT. Ambrose escaped for a quick cover and a backslide for a 2 count. Got knocked into the ropes, comes back, walks into an RKO.
And Dean's dead.
And Dean is dead, yeah. Backstage, Renee Young is talking to John Cena. Renee noted Orton just beat Ambrose, so how does he feel about the mounting pressure on his title reign? Cena says he is the biggest target in WWE right now because he's wearing it around his neck, 40 pounds. He says a lot of people talk about what's best for business, but he's the symbol for handling business. In walks Roman Reigns. Reigns wished Cena good luck tonight. Cena brought up Roman's strong words earlier, then said he doesn't need luck. Reigns said he's going to need a lot of luck at Battleground. Tensions building.
Roman wants that title.
Yes, yes, he does.
Even though it's technically Bray's, but, you know, they can hold on to it for right now.
John Cena's keeping it warm.
Mm-hmm. Totally.
Now, for the first time in the history of Monday Night Raw, Friday Night SmackDown, and WWE, in one corner, Alberto Del Rio, and in the other, Dolph Ziggler.
Wait. They faced before.
That's right, they faced 100 times before. Solid match, as always, between the two.
Yeah, good match.
The bigger story, Fandango was on commentary. He got up He fandangoed. He danced. Basically gave JBL a lap dance without sitting on his lap. Shook his ass in front of his face for a while.
It's Fandango's way of flirting.
It is. Ziggler got distracted. Del Rio attacked him from behind and picked up the win.
So Del Rio looking strong going into the battleground?
Until he faces Sheamus tomorrow night or on main event for the U.S. title, because the winner apparently not only... They were both in the battle royal, but they're also... the winner got a shot at the U.S. title.
Okay.
So, and apparently Sheamus is in the battle royal as well to try and unify the titles, I guess. I think that's the idea. I was confused. Speaking of being confused, Stardust appeared. And they had a promo.
It was special.
Talked about the cosmos and stuff, and the wig was there. Goldust's old wig was there. Then we will all remember the name of Goldust and Stardust.
Cody, honey, just go back. Just go back. Just undo. Control Z, Command Z, whatever you want to use. Just like undo it and go back to who you were before. Because yeah, no, just no.
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 So Jerry Lawler. We should go first before Jerry Lawler. Fandango is backstage. He was very pleased with himself. Layla walks up to him and asks if he's, you know, what that was all about. Fandango said he can't take someone embarrassing him. It's an insult. She said she doesn't know what he would do if Fandango still cared for Summer. They embraced. Fandango looked longingly across the hallway at Summer Rae.
Ooh.
I smell some drama.
Some shit be going down, y'all. Get the popcorn.
Jerry Lawler's in the ring. He mentioned that the last time he was in Montreal, well, he didn't think he would ever come back.
Yeah, we didn't need to bring that up.
And that was supposed to be Bret Hart Appreciation Night, apparently, too.
And Pat Patterson Appreciation Night.
And Pat Patterson Appreciation Night, too, as well. So Jerry Lawler introduces the one, the only, Bret Hitman Hart.
The crowd goes wild.
They did go wild for Bret Hart.
You know, I just want to say, no matter what happened here in the past, it's always great and it's always an honor to be back in Montreal. I speak from the heart when I say, if I could have just one more match, if I could just lace up my boots one more time, it would be right here in Montreal in front of the greatest fans in the world.
I debate that.
In fact, I'm getting goosebumps up my arms. I'm getting the kind of rush I used to get when I was the WWE World Champion. The best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. The kind of rush I used to get when I had dreams that I was going to be the excellence of excellence.
This.
Wait, what's going on? Bret's in the ring. Why is his music playing? I can't believe it. What's happening?
Bret Hart.
Oh, no.
How does this guy have the audacity to do this? May I present the real best there is, best there was, and best there ever will be, Bret the Hitman Sandhart!
Sand
Calgary? You know, being here in Montreal, I'm reminded of a regret that I have in my career. I'm not talking about the fact that I tapped out to my own submission hold to my idol Shawn Michaels right here in this building. Or the fact that I was so embarrassed I pretended that it was an elaborate screw job that all of you bought into.
I knew
my one regret is that throughout my whole career, I was actually proud to be from a third world country like Canada. But you know, come to think of it, I also have another regret, that I never stood in the same ring as the greatest performer in the WWE, Damian Sandow! Now, Brett, I know that,
they learned English quick.
I know that talking has never been your strong suit, but...
Oh!
Wow!
That always was a strong suit.
So much for Sandow.
No punching was.
I agree with that.
Good stuff. Brett Sandow. Sandhart, rather. Brett Sandhart.
Yeah, Brett Sandhart. Oh my god, Damien. Just, oh my god. Complete with gray wig, by the way.
Which was tremendous. I like that touch. That was nice.
You know, it was a nice promo by Brett. He sounded, like, fired up. He looked like he wanted to be there. He looked really good, which was great. And, you know, Sandow was spot on perfect.
I like that Brett had to bring his own trunks so Sandow could wear them. Surprised he fit in them.
Not really. Sandow and Brett were about the same size.
Young, very young Brett, yeah, that's true. And this led to Brett the Hitman Sandhart taking on Sheamus. We had a screw job. Sandow didn't win.
Boo!
Sheamus beat him with the bro kick. Though we did get... Sandow did some of Bret Hart's alt moves, like the elbow. He did a good Bret Hart impression. I'll give him that.
It was very entertaining.
It was. Renee Young was talking to The Miz. Miz told Renee he cut her off before she could even talk, as he had a letter to read from a fan who was excited when Miz returned. They started talking about how Miz is awesome and stuff. But then that rat-faced, tattooed Chris Jericho interrupted him. The fan instructed Miz to put Jericho in his place. Sincerely, John Russo. He got choked
Little
up.
Little Johnny?
Little Johnny, yeah. He got choked up thinking about what would happen to Little Johnny Russo if Jericho ruins his face. You know, his moneymaker. But he's ready to give Jericho his close-up as he held up his fist.
Oh my god, Bray converted Little Johnny to a Miz fan. Bray, you're doing something wrong. Stop it. Just kidding.
May not be kidding.
We all know Johnny Russo is code for Michael Cole.
Or John Laurinaitis.
Or John Laurinaitis.
Chris Jericho battled The Miz. I was kind of disappointed because I heard good things from the match yesterday. This one was more, hey, let's put Jericho over than a really competitive match.
They still had some good back and forth in this match, but this is the match where you're sitting there and you're watching it, at least for me, it's you're waiting for Bray Wyatt to show up. Because you know Bray Wyatt's going to turn up. It's Monday Night Raw, Chris Jericho's out there, and Wyatt's setting his sights on Jericho. So yeah, it's, where's Bray?
Well, waiting, Chris. We're all waiting for you to come save us! And I was wondering to myself, Chris, how is it that you plan on saving an entire universe when you can't even save yourself? Now, do you think it will be your words that can protect you from me? Because I believe it. Last week, right there in that very wing, I proved that actions speak much louder than words. Actions scream eternities to a generation with no tongue. Yeah. And you can go on, Chris, and you can say whatever it is that you think you need to say, but know that I will hold your every word against you. And I will never, ever let you forget. Because these people, Chris, look at these people. These people that you used to call Jerichoholics. But now, they sing to a different tune. Because they know that unlike you, I inspire them. They know that I got the whole
Wyatt,
world in my...
Would you please shut the hell up?
Quiet, Wyatt. You don't have to say anything else because for once, I agree with every word you're saying. Because you're right, actions do speak louder than words. And right now, my actions are this. Since it's just you and me, I'm going to come up that ramp, knock you out of your rocking chair, and beat your ass!
Okay, Chris. Lesson number one about Bray Wyatt. If Bray Wyatt shows up on his own, you do not threaten to beat his ass. You let him say his piece, you say your piece, and then you leave. And when I mean leave, you go in the opposite direction. Because the kids aren't with Bray. But that doesn't mean that the kids aren't close by. Luke Harper does not like it when you hurt his Bray. Just pointing that out. Okay, continue.
Uh-oh, here comes Jericho.
Well, I don't know if that's a wise move, Chris.
I don't know, but... Drip!
That's what I'm talking about.
Told ya.
Bray Wyatt is not alone, not by himself.
That's Jericho, I just stand there and watch. Go up that ramp.
There you go.
Yeah. See, if Bray Wyatt shows up on his own, you got a problem. You've got a big problem in Luke Harper and Eric Rowan. And Luke Harper had that I want to kill something glint in his eye.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, he did.
When Luke Harper looks at you like that, you just run. Okay? You don't look back. You just run. And you hope to God neither one of those men catch you. Because if you do, they do, you're done. You're just done.
Should mention, Jericho wins by submission with the Walls of Jericho. Good stuff. The beginnings of this feud is going to be awesome. That was just a small sampling of what they can do.
Oh, Bray mocking Jericho was fantastic. Jericho using the catchphrases on Bray was wonderful. Yeah, this is money. This is, yeah. Just, yeah, sit back and watch and enjoy, because this is going to be good.
Our next contest of the evening, AJ Lee and her partner Paige took on Cameron and Naomi. Paige did the introduction for AJ, you know. The greatest AJ Lee, the great AJ Lee, rather, was her partner. Cameron had no interest. She was doing her lips at one point in this matchup. She was yawning as Naomi was taking a beating. Paige, Cameron finally tagged in. Paige hit the Paige Turner on Cameron right away. Then we had a girl fight between Cameron and Naomi. They pushed each other. They brawled. It was a girl fight.
I wouldn't call that a girl fight. I'd just call that a whooping.
Okay, that was a whooping.
And that was more interesting than the tag match, man. It's just like, I would JBL's screaming, let him go, and I'm with JBL. It's like, let him go.
Exactly, let him go. So the Funkadactyls probably are no longer on a roll, and I ask this question, and I'll ask you, who gets the rights to the music?
Cameron's probably going to keep the music. Or, no, I bet Naomi does.
I like how you just said both of them, so you covered your ass.
No, I was just thinking about it, because it's like Cameron's going heel, so she's probably going to get new music, and then Naomi will keep the funk music, unless she's getting new music too, so it's hard to say.
We'll see. Up next, Paul Heyman is in the ring. He mentioned, well, he's the advocate for Brock Lesnar, who, well, did the thing that we talked with Brian Shields about. Go and listen to it right now on Wild Talk Radio and RockRadioShow.com. This past week's edition of The Rack, where we interviewed Brian Shields.
Shameless.
I know. He started talking, but Cesaro interrupted and said he can't talk English to them because they're French-Canadians, but they don't even speak French. Cesaro said that the French can't stand them, and neither can the rest of Canada. Out came Kofi Kingston. We have Kofi Kingston versus Cesaro. And surprise, surprise, Kofi Kingston wins again.
Yay.
Cesaro goes to beats on Kingston after the match. Big E runs in and makes the save. Looks like we're going to get a Big E Cesaro match here soon.
That'll be interesting.
It should be. Cena is in his locker room. Seth Rollins walks in for a civilized conversation between two adults. Rollins took some shots at Cena, such as Warren Kane actually taking the title from Cena at Battleground if he doesn't cash in the Money in the Bank beforehand. Cena listened to his speech and said he thinks Rollins is full of crap and a bigger deal than he really is after getting a big contract and a futuristic jumpsuit. You know, he used to change underneath the ring now. He's Mr. Big Shot. He's got the contract. He's Mr. Money in the Bank.
Don't be jealous, Cena.
Then our next contest of the evening, El Torito versus the inspirational Bo Dallas.
Oh my god.
Bo Dallas wrestled the bull. It was hilarious.
Bo Dallas got gored in the little bow.
He did. He at one point got down on both knees so he could, you know, be on the same level. Then Torito had him lower his head and hit him with the tail. Bo then called him a bad bull and hit the running Bo Dog for the win. And as he was doing his victory lap, he ran over the bull.
Which was tremendous.
It was. Bo Dallas is awesome.
He is. It's like, oh, Bo, you special little snowflake, you.
Main event time, John Cena, Seth Rollins. Good match.
Very good match. Very interesting ending, though.
Cena goes with the STF. Kane's pyro shoots off. Out comes Kane. Orton attacks Cena from behind. It's a beatdown on John Cena. Out comes Roman Reigns. Roman and Kane fight. He dropped him with a Superman punch. Orton was in the ring. Took the AA. And then Cena took Rollins' head off with the briefcase. So Cena's down. Cena's hurt. You know what that means? It's cash-in time. So he's calling for the referee. Little Nate runs down. He's ready to go. He's cashing in. Hey, Dean. How are you? Nice to see you.
Right?
So Dean battles Seth up the ramp. Cena now hits the AA on Cena. Kane goes for a chokeslam. only to take a spear from Roman Reigns. We then had a stare down between Roman and Cena as they, you know, raised each other's hand as the show went off the air. Solid show tonight.
Very solid show. Very enjoyable. I like where they're going towards Battleground. I like how they're building to it. So I'm curious to see how they move forward from here.
Solid stuff in the main event segment. We got a little bit of Jericho and Wyatt. There's more to come. Bull and Bo. That was tremendous. The rest of the show was just there. It was a night of wrestling.
You can tell it's the Monday after a holiday.
Yes, yes, you can. And you can tell that they also know that they're headed to Japan soon. So
yes. Yes, so they're trying to let everybody rest up.
Yeah, so they have a big weekend ahead of them. Japan and New York. That's a big weekend. Especially for Bray Wyatt, who has to do both shows.
That poor bastard. Welcome to the big time, Bray.
But that shall do it for another edition of the Raw Post Show Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Thursday night at its brand new start time, 10 p.m. Eastern, it's The Rack.
I have no idea what we're talking about. We haven't planned out the show. But tune in. We'll have news, we'll have notes, NXT, probably some TNA, some discussions, you know, the usual. Tune in Thursday night at 11:30 p.m. for The Rack.
What time?
Or, I'm sorry, 10.
Wow, we're starting at 11:30 according to Lindsay. Anyway.
I won't be asleep, but I'll be trying not to fall asleep.
Oh, so there you go. The Rack, 10 p.m. Eastern. Follow the show on Twitter at WTR_Rack and Facebook.com/WTRTheRack. Saturday night, midnight edition of CB Radio, The Weird, The Wacky, The Unusual. Go back and listen to Subway, hashtag Subway Turns 40, where he interviewed little Stella Marie. We had a bunch of people call in. It was a fun time had by all. To check it out, hashtag Subway Turns 40 on CB Radio. Follow the show on Twitter at CB Radio WTR and Facebook.com/CigaretteButtsAndBananas. Sunday night, 10 p.m. Eastern, it's WTR Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio with Tim Stein and Mace this week. Follow that show on Twitter at WTR Sunday Night, Facebook.com/WrestleTalkRadio. We'll be back next Monday night, right after Monday Night Raw, 11:10 p.m. Eastern, or just about. Check us out there. Follow me on Twitter at WildTalkRadio and Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. Check out WTRProductions.com.
You can follow me on Twitter at LinsWard, LANSWRD. You can go to my website, SegwardDesigns.com. Check that out. And if you want to view my artwork, you can go to Behance.net/LensWard, same as the Twitter.
You can go to her Redbubble store, but
I'm not plugging it because there isn't shit on it right now.
But WWE took down all of her stuff.
Pretty much, yeah.
But check out her website, psychwordsdesign.com.
Yes, check it out, because it's awesome.
Thanks to PW Mania and YouTube.com/MBG1211, you know, Wrestling Figure Wednesday. As always, for Lindsay, I'm Rock. We'll see you Thursday night at 10 p.m. Eastern for The Rack. And right back here next Monday night, right after Monday Night Raw, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Only on the Wild Talk Radio Network.